There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now.
800-834-4690. 800-834-4690. That's 800-834-4690.
Get into a real estate of mind right here with Think Realty Radio, hosted by Abhi Goldhawk. Breaking down the latest market news, tips, and strategies, Abhi Goldhawk is nationally recognized for his real estate expertise. It's only on Think Realty Radio, and it starts right now.
Think Realty listeners, it's Abhi, and guess what time it is? It's real estate time. I was trying that out. I'm not sure if I like it. I'm not sure if I like the – I was thinking about, you know, it's the tool time. A home improvement with Tim Allen. That's what he always used to say. It's tool time. And I was thinking about, you know, like something like the Power Rangers, something morphing something. And I don't know. I need some help. So if you have any ideas of, you know, maybe a little – fun little intro for the show that I can inject into just at the top of the hour, getting the show started. Let me know. I want to hear about it. Head on over to thinkrealty.com or just send me a message on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, whatever your favorite platform of choice is. And find me at Abhi Goldhawk. If you can't spell it, don't worry about it. Head on over to Google and type in A-B-H and it will autocorrect. So I just realized the other day that I'm autocorrect, autofill famous. And I didn't realize that was a thing until my buddy told me it was a thing. But anyway, I'm excited about today because we get to talk about passive real estate investing and some of the rules that you need to succeed in real estate. You know, everybody has their favorite strategy. Everybody understands the flipping world, for example, for those that want to flip. There are folks that understand the rental world. They want to be landlords. Gotcha. There are folks that understand multifamily. There are folks that understand how to buy and sell notes, and they want to be note investors. But what are the foundational rules that you need to be a successful real estate investor, regardless of which strategy you choose? My guest today is also a very good friend of mine and mentor, Marco Santarelli from Narada Real Estate Investments. And he's an individual that's not only been around the block, he is a master investor. He's been on the cover of Think Realty magazine and all this stuff. He's been totally crushing it and done really well in the passive real estate investment space. And I think, you know, why not have Marco on the air talking about some of the rules that he thinks real estate investors need to kind of abide by in order to dominate and in order to do really well. So let's bring him on. Marco, how are you doing, man?
Abhi, hey, great to be back. Thank you so much.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. I was looking on your website. I'm like, holy cow, yeah, you were on the cover of Think Realty magazine last year, and you rocked it. You know, it was so cool.
It was great.
So tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Yeah, so I like to think of myself as an investor, a real estate investor, an entrepreneur, an author, a mentor, a family man, and a father. So, you know, that in seven words, that encapsulates who I am.
Yeah.
And it took me a while to kind of summarize that over the years to really define who I am. But, you know, I love real estate, and I love helping people do what I did, which is essentially investing in real estate from 3,000 miles away here in Southern California to, you know, into properties in Florida and Georgia and other places. So, you know, through years of successes and failures, I've, you know, come up with a system, a methodology, And ultimately, that system became, you know, the business we have today, going on 14-plus years of NORADA Real Estate Investments. And so, you know, that's in a nutshell, you know, who I am and what I do. And I love passing this on to other people and talking about, you know, how to invest in real estate and how to structure your finances to create wealth and passive income. Because at the end of the day, you know what we want? We don't want dollar bills in our pocket. What we want is freedom. We want time freedom. And how do you get time freedom? We get it through being financially independent. So if you have financial freedom, ideally through passive income, then you have that time freedom to do whatever you want to do, pursue your career, pursue your hobby, spend time with your family, spend time with your friends. And so this is kind of the information I think you and I want to and need to pass along to people to help them achieve their goals.
So you say time freedom. So I was reading up a couple of funny things about you. And do you also then get time freedom by investing in Disney mugs? Is that like a thing? Is this something that I should also consider doing? Because like you're one of the smartest people that I know. And if you're investing in Disney mugs, maybe I should invest in Disney mugs. And then together we can inflate the value of Disney mugs and then somehow like corner the market and then start selling. You know, you see what I mean?
Yeah, it's kind of a funny thing. I live in Orange County, California, so we're not far from Disneyland. And my family and I, my daughter, all of us, we love going to Disneyland from time to time. And so we have annual passes. And years ago, I started buying mugs. And I came to realize that, first of all, I love the mugs. They're incredibly detailed, and some of them are extremely intricate. But if you look at it, Disney's been creating mugs for many, many, many years. And they only create a mug and have a certain run for a certain period of time. So after it's gone, it's gone. And if you break your mug, you can't get it back. But what I found is if you go to places like eBay, you will find mugs that have been produced years ago that sell for, you know, 3 to 10 times what they originally sold for. So I don't necessarily buy it as an investment. It's really more of a collector's item, kind of like, I don't know, I can't think of an example. But essentially, I've purchased almost 350 mugs, each one different and unique, and they come in different sets and series. But some of them are unbelievable, and if anybody's listening to this and is curious, just go to Disney's website or go to eBay and look up Disney mugs, and you'll just see some pretty cool stuff.
Yeah, I'm looking at this mug right now. It's like this Disney tiki mug shag something whatever, and it's like it's like $175. This is crazy. All right, you and I are going to corner the market on this Disney mug thing. That's what we're going to do, and then we're going to write an ebook and then have everybody download it in some way. So we'll figure that out. That's definitely a mastermind behind it. But, you know, all kidding aside, you work with investors not only domestically here stateside, but also from around the world. And there are so many trends that I'm sure that you're seeing in some of those foundational rules that everybody follows or you encourage everybody to follow, so that they get the maximum benefit for their dollar, maximum benefit for their time. Because I agree with you. You know, at the end of the day, it's not the dollar more that I want in my pocket. It's the second more. It's the minute more. It's the hour more. It's the day more. It's the week more. It's the month more that I want, that I can go and do whatever I want with whomever I want with. And I think at the end of the day, that's what everybody wants. You know, everybody wants to be a human being. I think people get wrapped up into the human doing part. They're like, oh, I am this person, so I must be an investment banker, or I must be a business owner, I must be this type of person. Yeah, I mean, you have to do that. You're earning money, great, but you want to eventually have the time freedom. And the only way to get that is to invest your money well and diversify your strategy for something that makes sense. Marco, we're heading into a break. What's the best way that folks can get in touch with you and your team?
There's two different ways, noradarealestate.com, N-O-R-A-D-A, noradarealestate.com, or they can go to passiverealestateinvesting.com.
noradarealestate.com, passiverealestateinvesting.com. Awesome. And you have a podcast as well, don't you?
Yeah, podcast is the same name, Passive Real Estate Investing, and the home for that is the same website, passiverealestateinvesting.com is the home of our weekly podcast.
Total winner. And I highly recommend listening to that and getting in touch with this team as well, because true passive real estate investing starts from within, and it starts from understanding who you are and the type of investment personality that you have. Think Realty Nation, we got to go to break, but I'll tell you something. We're not going there just yet. Head on over to thinkrealty.com. Get in touch with me. You can also ask me your question one-on-one on Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, whatever your social platform fancy is. I'm there, and I'm stalking you. So consider this an open invitation to stalk me as well, at Abhi Golhar. I'm all over the place. And be sure to check out Barnes & Noble. Why? Because Think Realty is also a print magazine that you can buy at Barnes & Noble. And quite frankly, the only reason that you need to read it is because of me, because I write for it. And so does Marco and all the other Think Realty coaches and awesome influencers in the space. So go check it out. I'm going to be right back.
We'll be right back with more Think Realty Radio with Abhi Golhar after these messages.
Is your cash working hard for you? Savings accounts and most stocks, bonds, and mutual funds provide little to no real rates of return. How would you like your cash to earn a 15% annual rate of return fully secured by real estate? Our private lending program allows investors to safely invest in our real estate projects without any long-term commitments. Self-directed retirement accounts also qualify. For your free information packet, please visit PassiveRealEstateInvesting.com. That's PassiveRealEstateInvesting.com.
Open more, close more with 5Arch. The more real estate opportunities you open, the more you close. 5Arch delivers a borrower-centric approach to lending with common sense underwriting, versatile loans, and deep relationships, enabling you to access loans faster, easier, with greater volume. At 5Arch, they understand that each deal has its own unique challenges. As a result, 5Arch delivers speed and certainty of execution every time. Go to 5Arch.com. Exceeding your expectations. Go to 5Arch.com.
If you're serious about building wealth through real estate, then you need to attend the Think Realty Conference and Expo in Baltimore, April 14th and 15th. Buy, sell, network, and learn at this two-day event. We will have lenders, educators, and more, all focused on helping you achieve financial freedom. The Think Realty Conference and Expo in Baltimore, April 14th and 15th. Text ONAIR to 797979 for more information, or register now at thinkrealty.com.
Protecting your investment property isn't an easy task. It takes knowing what to do and doing it. Thankfully, Affinity Loss Prevention Services provides education to keep your losses at a minimum and your property safe. Sign up for the monthly Affinity LPS newsletter and receive seasonally relevant updates on things that could impact your investment. Affinity LPS also offers discounts on home safety products like Stovetop Fire Stop and the Tattletale Portable Alarm. Protect your investment at AffinityLPS.com.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Biz Talk Radio.
We're back with Think Realty Radio and your host and realty dealmaker, Abhi Golhar.
Think Realty Nation, it's Abhi, and guess what? You're listening to my voice, you're tuned in, you're dialed in, you're in your zen-like state, only because over the last segment, Marco and I, we were talking about our Disney mug opportunity, and we totally put you in a hypnotic state of mind, which is really, really good to know. So that means whatever we tell you, you're going to do, my minions. Right, Marco?
Yes, sir.
Pretty much. So let's get down to some of these rules, because you've connected with, as we just kind of mentioned, you've connected with hundreds of investors here in the United States and from across the world that are identifying opportunities in the U.S. for real estate investment, more specifically for single family rentals. And there are certain things about their criteria. There's certain things about a group or about an investor that makes him or her a good investor. And you've come up with rules, 10 rules of successful real estate investing that you've just seen that are across the board used by everybody. What's rule number one?
So these 10 rules, Abhi, are really just things that I have learned through my successes and my failures over the years. And a lot of these sound like common sense, but people really don't think about it or they don't apply it. And so the first one, and there's a specific reason why this is first, because it has to come before everything else, and that is simply to educate yourself. Knowledge, I'd like to say, is a new currency. It's what we use to trade for what we ultimately want to achieve and what we want to acquire. So, you know, knowledge and education is critically important. And I like to say that ignorance, which unfortunately is a little too widespread, but ignorance is not bliss. Ignorance is expensive. And so when you educate yourself and you learn about the things that you want to pursue or you're interested in, it gives you an edge. You know, it takes you from being a good investor to becoming a great investor. It allows you to, follow in the right path, not following other people's advice, not knowing if their advice is good or bad. And, you know, that knowledge will ultimately help to create a passive stream of income for you and your family. So definitely educate yourself on a consistent basis.
So whether it's, say, a shameless plug, listening to the show or your podcast or pretty much anywhere else, let's say that I'm new and I'm considering buying a rental and I'm just, you know, a little worried about, like, you know, gee whiz, I don't know if this is for me. Where else do you think I should go to up my game and up my knowledge?
There are tons of resources out there today. I mean, aside from the plethora of information on the internet where you could simply go to a search engine and type a question and find an answer to a question such as, you know, related to asset protection or whatever the case may be, there are, you know, many good podcasts out there such as yours and mine, and there's a stream of great books. I mean, foundational books like, you know, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, you know, to more advanced books like, you know, Real Estate, Millionaire Real Estate Investor by Gary Keller. And I mean, I'm looking at a bookshelf here that's got over 500 books, most of them real estate related. And there's no excuse. I mean, you can go to Amazon.com or a bookstore and pick up books on real estate investing. I mean, there's more information out there than you could ever consume. So if you're not educating yourself, it's only because you're choosing not to.
And because you're lazy, right? Like, I feel like investing in stocks and bonds and mutual funds, I think it's all good. Like, I think you should absolutely do that, right? Take a look at ETFs. If that makes you cozy, comfortable, great, do it. But don't ever forget about real estate, because real estate gives you the income depreciation, equity appreciation, and leverage that you can't, that you just can't find with really any other asset class. And that's a huge advantage that real estate has over everything else. You know, if you invest $10,000 in the stock market, you're going to get $10,000 worth of stock, right? Unless you're trading options and all that stuff, which you have to be, your eyes have to be glued to your computer screen if that's what you're going to do. But most of the time, I don't have the time to do that, and I'm a pretty busy person. I'm probably not as busy as you, Marco, or anybody else that's listening, but we have busy lives, right? There's so much going on. I'm not going to sit here in front of a computer screen unless I have specialized knowledge about it, and that takes time. With the real estate world, $10,000 can get you a $90,000 or $100,000 property because of leverage. And if you can put it on some type of autopilot, holy cow. So then that leads to the second thing, right? Which is you've gotten the education, you've gone to the Think Realty conferences. We have one coming up April 14th and 15th in Baltimore. Go to thinkrealty.com/events, sign up. It's great. Shameless plug, I know, but I love shaking hands and I can't wait to shake yours. So I will see you in Baltimore. But if it's not, say, Think Realty, attend a meetup group. Attend your local RIA groups and see what they're all about and check it out and shake hands, because now you're increasing your knowledge so that you can make smart decisions and not dumb decisions. That then leads to knowing yourself and setting investment goals. And that's number two, Marco, right?
Yeah, exactly. So an investment goal, thing is a lot of people have heard time and time again that you should write your goals down. You should set some goals and write your goals. And the closest people ever get to that often is their New Year's resolution, which, you know, they just, at the beginning of the year, they say, well, you know, I'm going to lose weight, or I'm going to start going to the gym, or I'm going to quit smoking, or whatever the thing is, you know, that's more of a wish than anything else. What you need to do is become very clear and specific about what it is you're trying to do. Turn that into a roadmap, and that ultimately becomes an action plan for you. But a lot of people just simply wish something, and, you know, you can't just wish to be rich. You know, you'll never take the steps to get there. But if you become very clear on what you want, and you write it down, and you visualize it, and you think about it, and you start putting the action steps down by breaking that sucker down into smaller and smaller steps, where you're going to say, okay, day one, here's what I'm going to do. Next week, I'm going to do this. The week after that, I'm going to do that. And you check off the boxes as you go. Guess what? Before you know it, you're going to eat that elephant one bite at a time, and you're going to achieve what you probably wouldn't have if you didn't write it down and be specific and clear and think about it. So, and that can apply to anything. It's not just real estate. It could apply to anything in your personal life. But set clear, specific, measurable goals and do it now.
You reminded me of something that I love that phrase, right? How do you eat an elephant one bite at a time? And I always wondered why they picked an elephant. Right? Like, I don't even know what elephants would taste like, quite frankly. But it makes sense. You have to understand what your long-term vision is and then chunk it backward. Now, if you want to be a multi-gajillionaire, all right, well, you know, let's get a little realistic. How much money do you really need to feel comfortable and secure and set your family up for the wealth generation, the generational wealth that you want to create? So once you get over the fact that it's not the bajillion, million, gajillion, trillion, whatever dollars, then set some realistic goals, work backwards. If you want to do a flip by the end of this year, hey, you can do it. But what does that mean? That means you have to look at X number of deals. You have to put offers on X number of deals. You have to buy one. In order to buy one, you need to do your homework. What homework do you have to do? You have to get your financing lined up, your own cash lined up, your reserves lined up, your team lined up. And if you don't have these things, then it's just not going to happen. So we have more rules coming up. We've got to go to break. If you want to get in touch with Marco and his team, head on over to noradarealestate.com, N-O-R-A-D-A realestate.com. Here's a podcast too. Check it out. Passive Real Estate Investing.com. and it's something that I listen to almost daily. So make sure that you head on over to him, his podcast, excuse me, at PassiveRealEstateInvesting.com. Got questions for me? Head on over to ThinkRealty.com or find me on any platform in the world online. I'll be right back.
Don't touch that dial. Real Estate Investing Made Easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
Attention! Are you moving soon and don't know who to turn to? If you are moving or planning to move long distance or across the country, Moving APT is offering up to a 20% discount for radio callers this month. Let us handle and remove all the pain and stress in a long-distance move. Let Moving APT help you with your all-inclusive move, including packaging services, help with washers and dryers, mounted TVs, bed frames, and more. We can include packing and unpacking services or ask for boxes, tape, bubble wrap, or labels. We also disassemble and reassemble appliances and TVs at your new home. Moving is difficult and stressful, so call Moving APT today to find the most professional movers to support you. If you are looking for a low-cost quote to move long distance or across the country, call us now. Call 800-716-0362. 800-716-0362. Get a guaranteed quote with up to 20% off. 800-716-0362.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon & Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-470-4453. 800-470-4453. That's 800-470-4453.
Biz Talk Radio.
Think Realty Radio is back with host and real estate investment pro, Avi Goldhar.
Think Realty Nation, it's Avi, and by the sound of my voice, you know we're jumping right into the 10 rules of successful real estate investing. Now, I've got to say, we have this 10 minutes, and then as soon as we come back from break, that's going to be the end of the show. So I'm not even sure, Marco, if we're going to be able to finish all 10 rules. But you know what? I do want us to take our time. I don't want to kind of speed through it because I feel every rule is really, really important and there's so much value to be added to each rule and so much content there. So I don't want to speed through it. But for those of you listening, head on over to noradarealestate.com, N-O-R-A-D-A, realestate.com. Check out what Marco Santorelli and his team have going on over there and get in touch with them because ultimately you want to build a real estate business. You don't want to build a real estate job. That's not cool because you want time freedom, don't you? Yes, you want time freedom, just like I do, so that you and I can go out, we can grab a drink, we can grab a cup of coffee and chat about the next step, about the next strategy you can deploy. So, NaradaRealestate.com. You got questions for me, head on over to ThinkRealty.com, and I'm all over pretty much the web, so you know how to get in touch. So, Marco, what's rule number three?
So the third rule is essentially to never speculate. You don't want to be a speculator when you're investing because it's essentially the same thing as gambling, and you don't want to gamble and take high risks and lose your capital. You know, rule number one is preserve your capital. Never lose money. That's rule number one. I think it's Warren Buffett's rule. And rule number two is refer back to rule number one. So, you know, a lot of real estate investors think, and I know many of these people personally. One is a so-called cousin of mine. You know, they think investing is buying a property and watching the value of that property go up, you know, through appreciation. That is investing to them. But really, that's not investing. To me, that's speculating. You know, you shouldn't chase after appreciation. Everybody would like to have appreciation. It's almost like icing on the cake. But really, you should invest for cash flow, which is actually my fourth rule, and I'm not going to get ahead of myself here. But speculators make the mistake of getting into a market and they're upside down. Well, they're not necessarily upside down initially, but they're upside down on their cash flow. They're cash flow negative, and they're saying, okay, well, I'm willing to give up a negative cash flow, meaning money out of my pocket every month, in lieu of an exchange for the property value increasing every month and every year. And for some people, for a short period of time, that actually works out in their favor, where they're able to flip that property in a year or two or three, and they cash out with, you know, a chunk of capital gains, but, you know, it's cost them, you know, hundreds or thousands of dollars per month or per year. That works for a short period of time, but really when you invest, you should invest with a long-term perspective. Invest for cash flow, not for short-term capital gains. And, you know, the coastal markets in this country are very cyclical, so if that's where you're putting your money, you know, understand that you're essentially trying to ride a wave, a real estate cycle, and that to me is chasing after appreciation and quite speculative. So better to invest in value and cash flow and have a medium to long-term perspective because that will give you, you know, sleepful nights and less stress.
So when you mean medium to long-term perspective, how long are we talking? Like, are you talking like 110 years? Are you talking 30 years? Are you talking 7 years? Like, what should I think about when I'm looking at a medium to long-term investing strategy?
Two answers. So when you talk about long-term, it could mean literally forever. And why would you do that? Here's the reason: is because you never really want to sell real estate. You could sell real estate simply for a tax deferred exchange to move your equity into another market, but generally speaking, you're always going to hold property forever. And so what you would do is you put it into your estate, and you know that could be passed on from generation to generation. Or you could, you know, trade that up. But ultimately, you want to keep real estate forever, keep it working for you forever. So that's long term. Medium term would be something like, this is subjective, but for me, maybe 5 to 7 years. And the logic behind that is this: you might go into a market that is good for cash flow and it's appreciating, but after 3, 5, 7 years of being in that market, it might kind of taper out. It's not appreciating anymore. It's become a flat market, and that's okay if you're still, you know, gaining equity through the amortization of the loan and you're still cash flow positive, that's still a good investment, but it's not the highest and best use of that equity at that point in time. So what you can do in 5 to 7 years is do a 1031 exchange, a tax-deferred exchange, and essentially what you're doing is selling the property, taking that equity, and reinvesting in other properties in better markets at that time, better markets in the 3 to 5 year window. And so all you're doing is moving your investments from one place to another. That's a medium-term perspective. So you're still not selling your real estate out of your estate, your holdings. You're just moving it. So that's the difference between medium and long-term for me.
Gotcha. So you did mention capitalizing on different markets, right? Like that's obviously really important, especially as market cycles change and here and there. Where do you think, I know this is a little bit of an aside, but I also think it's a good question. Where do you think we are in the market today?
Well, it's impossible to answer that question, and I'll tell you why. It's, you're nothing against you. You're asking the wrong question. The better question to ask is, where are we in the real estate market or real estate cycle in Atlanta, Georgia, or in Memphis, Tennessee, or in San Diego, California? Because, you know, I kind of harp on this time and time again. There's really no such thing as a national real estate market. You can't point to it. You can't show it to me. But when we talk about real estate, we have to talk about real estate as a local market and sometimes even hyper-local. So for me, I would say, okay, where are we in the Atlanta, Georgia market right now? And I can answer that question because I can pull data and I can answer questions about Atlanta. But I can't tell you about, you know, real estate as a whole other than through the lens of interest rates and kind of the macroeconomic factors that are going on today. So,
which also doesn't share the entire story.
Go ahead.
No, I completely agreed, which also doesn't share the entire story, right? Which is exactly why I asked the question. Because if you're only looking at interest rates, it doesn't tell you what's going on in Dallas, Texas, right? Like interest rates will have an effect anyway, but it doesn't tell me what the heck is going on in Dallas and why Dallas may be a good opportune time or Baltimore, Atlanta. It's a really good point. You know, I think real estate investors need to focus on being hyper-local and maybe not ignore what's going on everywhere else, but if you focus your efforts on one market and start there and then dominate that market, I mean, where else do you really need to go? You don't, right? And you're exactly right, Marco, right? Having a hyper-local understanding is ultimately the name of the game. And then I also think what you're saying for cash flow, and that ties directly into cash flow as well, which is number four, you have to invest for cash flow. And the only way that you can do that is to understand your market to begin with, right?
Right. Exactly. Yeah. So, you know, if we got time for number four, maybe I can go right into that.
We've got 15 seconds.
Okay. Well, I'll just start by saying that, you know, the fourth rule is investing for cash flow. Make that your priority. Cash flow is king, and you want your investments to be sustainable. And the only way your investments can be sustainable is if you have positive cash flow monthly, quarterly, and or annually. And so maybe I can kind of pause there. We could take your break and come back to this.
Yeah, let's do it. I mean, every time I look at opportunity, I'm looking at what's going on statewide, right? What are the tax and asset protection laws, economics of the state? Is it landlord friendly? Is it tenant friendly? Then I'm going to look at the city. I'm going to look at cap rates, crime, schools, walkability, drivability. And then I'm going to go super, super, super focused on the property, the financials, rents, conditions, neighborhood. So a lot more to talk about when we come back. Don't go anywhere. For those of you that want to get in touch with Marco and his team, head on over to NaradaRealEstate.com. That's NORADA realestate.com. He has a podcast as well. And check it out. It's linked at the top of his site. Or you can also go to PassiveRealEstateInvesting.com. Got questions for me? You already know what to do. Head on over to ThinkOfRealty.com or find me anywhere online. I'll be right back.
Don't touch that dial. Real Estate Investing Made Easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
Listen up, investors. Where can you find educational tools and videos, industry insights, lists of wholesalers, lenders, and REI groups, plus deep discounts from top national home improvement retailers, all exclusively designed for real estate investors and all in one place? ThinkRealty.com. Sign up for your free intro level Think Realty membership today. Think time. Think wealth. Think purpose. ThinkRealty.com. It's a real estate of mind.
Partner with a professional. SGF Contracting Services provides renovation, rehab, and repair services on single and small multifamily investor properties. At SGF, we partner with licensed, insured, and vetted contractors across the country. If you're looking to become a contractor, partner with SGF, or need a company to manage the renovation and rehab of your investment property, contact SGF Contracting, the team in contracting services. Visit us at sgfcontracting.com. That's sgfcontracting.com.
Protecting your investment property isn't an easy task. It takes knowing what to do and doing it. Thankfully, Affinity Loss Prevention Services provides education to keep your losses at a minimum and your property safe. Sign up for the monthly Affinity LPS newsletter and receive seasonally relevant updates on things that could impact your investment. Affinity LPS also offers discounts on home safety products like Stovetop Fire Stop and the Tattletale Portable Alarm. Protect your investment at AffinityLPS.com.
Need a fast, reliable decision-making tool in today's real estate landscape? Renfacts combines real estate expertise and data to deliver decision-making tools for real estate pros. Investors, lenders, or property managers, Renfacts can determine rents and reliability of income for specific neighborhoods, forecast gross and net income in seconds. Find out how Renfacts can predict and compare how demographics, economics, crime, and other location factors affect the stability of your rental with a risk score. Go to RenfactsPro.com. RenfactsPro.com.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guided Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guided Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Biz Talk Radio.
Think Realty Radio is back with host and real estate investment pro, Abhi Golhar.
Think Realty Nation, it's Abhi, and it's the home stretch of Think Realty Radio, where in the next 10 minutes, we're going to be on lightning speed, or at least as close to lightning speed as we can be. Marco definitely knows how to talk faster than me, so hopefully we can get more out of him than you can out of me. Before the break, we were talking a little bit about rule number four. So the first three rules: educate yourself, set proper investment goals, never speculate, which is rule number three, and now rule number four, invest for cash flow. Marco, pick right back up, man, where you were, because I love that stream of consciousness you were on.
All right, thanks. So, you know, I'm stressing the fact that you need to invest for cash flow because you want your investments to be sustainable, but to carry themselves. They need to pay for themselves and produce something extra, which we call, the cash flow, which leads to a rate of return. I like to call cash flow the glue that keeps your investment together. And the reason is this. You have income coming in. You have certain expenses tied to the property. And then if you finance it, which is a smart thing to do, using other people's money for that leverage, that glue basically covers all those costs and the debt service. And then everything left over is yours to keep. It's your income, your cash flow. So when you have that glue that keeps your deals together, you can have literally and virtually an unlimited number of properties, an unlimited number of doors, because they're all paying for themselves. They're all generating income, and the more you have, the more passive income you have. And then what happens is, over time, as the months and years go by, your properties appreciate over the long term, and the loans get amortized, so your equity grows in these properties. And guess who's paying for that? It's not you. It's your tenant. Your tenants are actually buying these properties for you and servicing that debt. So when you have cash flow, it leads to the thing we all want, which is passive income, which gives us the benefits we look for, which is that time freedom. And these are the types of clients that we deal with literally every day. Is people come to us and say, hey, Marco, I need to start my portfolio or build my portfolio. Why? Because I'm looking for real estate for the passive income. And over time, that's going to create wealth for me and my family. But it all starts with, it doesn't necessarily start, but it really all comes back to this thing of investing for cash flow, because cash flow is what we want.
Cash flow is really important. Like, there are so many flippers out there, and I feel like I'm beating a dead horse with this. That's the flipper syndrome where, oh man, I got to flip 10, 15, 20, 30, 40, 100, 5,000 homes next year. No, you don't. You know what that's going to do? That's going to give you gray hair really fast, right? If you don't have it already. Or you're going to get really annoyed. You're going to be a terrible, person to be around because you're just focused on pushing out projects, getting it done, making that money, and then moving to the next one. But what are you not doing? You're not keeping the asset on your books. You're not seeing the cash flow. So you have to wake up year after year after year after year after year after year and do the same thing over and over and over. And sometimes you may not have the capital to buy in a really hot market like it is today because people are going a little crazy out there, right? And so if we don't pay attention to cash flow and start buying single family rentals or whatever, small little duplexes, tris, quads, whatever, then 15, 20 years from now, we're going to pay the price. One of my friends, he lives in Atlanta. He has 100 homes that he rents out to awesome families. He put them all on 15-year mortgages 15 years ago. That's 100 homes times 250, maybe $200 a month in cash flow. What? That's $20,000 a month that he's not working for. That's the power of passive income, and that's the power of staying true to your numbers and not focusing only on capital gains but also focusing on cash flow. Marco, what's number five?
Well, quick comment. If your friend paid those 15-year mortgages off within those 15 years today, that 200 to 300 per month cash flow that he had then with the loan, that loan is gone. So that two to 300 is now three times as much. So he's not making $20,000 a month. He's probably closer to $60,000 to $70,000 a month right now.
Yes, that's right. My math was off. You're absolutely right. So he's paid them off, and yes, that's exactly what would happen. That's exactly what would happen.
Yep.
The only expense would be property management, any maintenance that comes up that you can just kind of maybe split over the year. But yes, 110%. I mean, you're looking at 60 to 70 a month in just cash flow. And I guarantee you that's what flippers want, right? That's what they want. That's what they're going after. Anyway, I get crazy with this stuff.
No problem. So do you want to move to five, or do you want to
keep
talking about cash flow?
No, let's move to number five.
Okay, so we can probably cap it at number five for now, because we could probably make one episode, an entire episode on each one of these 10 rules.
Absolutely.
So we started touching upon this before when we started talking about, you know, every market is local. There's no national real estate market. So the fifth rule is really to be market agnostic, meaning that you are not tied to or married to any one market. You have an objective view, and you're not emotionally attached to any market. And the reason for that is the United States is made up of well over 400 metropolitan statistical areas. And all these markets, you know, first-tier, second-tier, third-tier markets around the country, they move up and down independently of one another because they have different dynamics, different, you know, political environments, business environments, supply and demand dynamics, employment, migration. They're each to their own. And because of that, you need to recognize that you need to evaluate a market because it's a healthy market, it's got demand, there's job growth, there's population growth. That's what should drive you or attract you to a particular market. And so when you're market agnostic, you have the ability to do that, and you could be unbiased and objective in your choices. So you might say, okay, my criteria is X, and let's say Jacksonville, Florida, and Dallas, Texas, and Indianapolis, those three markets meet my criteria. So now you start getting a little more granular. But those markets have to be, you know, good, logical picks, and you're looking at these objectively. So when you're market agnostic, it forces you to look beyond your backyard. A lot of investors actually make the mistake of thinking that they have to invest within a 1 or 2 mile or a 1 or 2 hour drive radius of their home, their backyard. Well, that's silly, and that's what a lot of so-called gurus tell you to do. But you know, there's some assumptions being made there. First of all, they're assuming that you're going to manage it, which I don't think you should, even if it's, you know, down the street. I think you should have professional full-service property management managing your properties, unless you know really well what the heck you're doing. So even if the property's like within a 1 or 2 hour drive from your home, you might be in a market like where I am in Southern California, where single-family homes could be anywhere from $700,000 to $3 million, and they only rent for maybe $3,000 to $5,000 a month. That's not going to cover your nut on that property.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to look at different markets objectively to choose the market that makes sense for you as an investor, because that's where you're going to be putting your capital. And just because you can drive by the property every morning on your way to work and see it and feel good that, yep, it's still there, hasn't burned down yet, that's not going to change your rate of return. The investment is still going to be what it is, regardless of where it is.
I'm 110% with you, and I think that's advice that everybody needs to pay attention to, right? That's regardless of what happens, right? And I suppose, Marco, we will have to end the show on this, because this – and we only got through number five, which is crazy. There's like so many more rules. There are five more rules. So regardless of what market you're in, if you understand the basics, you dig deep, you figure out what matters to the market, and you're not playing the market appreciation game, you're not taking that for granted, you'll be in good shape. And focus on cash flow, focus on building a business, focus on time freedom, because that's ultimately what matters here. It's not the $50,000 a flip or $20,000 a flip that you'll make 200, let's just 20 times over in a year. It's having single family rentals work super hard for you month in and month out, pay them off in 15 years, and then you'll have that passive income you've always wanted. Marco, thank you so much for coming on the show, man. It's always a pleasure.
Thanks for having me on. It was great.
If you want to get in touch with Marco and his team, do so. Head on over to Norada, N-O-R-A-D-A, realestate.com. Got questions for me? Go to thinkrealty.com, because the conversation doesn't stop here. You know, your ears are tuned in, but your heart wants more. I know it. I feel it. So thinkrealty.com, or find me anywhere online. Ask me a question, and I promise it's going to be me and not some Autobot chatbot answering it for you. I'll see you soon. Take care.
The show is over, but Abhi's expertise is available for you 24/7 at thinkrealtyradio.com. Videos, articles, podcasts, insights, everything you need to create more for your future right at your fingertips. Think Realty Radio, a real estate of mind. online at thinkrealtyradio.com.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio is now available on Amazon Echo. Just add the Biz Talk Radio skills, then ask Alexa for the latest business news. You'll instantly get live, relevant information from the best business source, Biz Talk Radio. Alexa, open Biz Talk Market Tips.
Talk Radio.